Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This headline you put out today, Thanksgiving gas prices projected to be the highest in 5 years. And I have to ask, first off, are we an exception here in Texas? Because our prices have been tumbling.
Well, they've been tumbling, but believe it or not, as we stand today, average prices in Dallas going up to about $2.29 at many stations. The average price still a little bit lower, $2.24, but that does stand a nickel higher than last year. So it's very close nationally. Many cities are within a few cents of last year, but statistically speaking, across much of the U.S., it will be the most expensive Thanksgiving Day in the last five of them.
Is this some of this holiday price cycling you often talk about?
Well, that is what's happening in Dallas and Fort Worth today, with prices going up to $2.29. We have the rising price of oil to thank for that. And why are oil prices going up? Well, there remains some optimism between the U.S. and China in regards to a trade deal. That pushed oil prices up last week to among the highest they've been in the last 8 weeks at about $57.50 a barrel. Of course, this morning we are trading a little bit lower, back down to about $56 on some pessimism over the trade deal. So it's very much been a tug of war for much of this year on this pending trade deal or trade talks between the U.S. and China. And that is what's influenced prices as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday.
So if somebody here in North Texas, Patrick, is hearing this and you see a really good price, still a good idea to just maybe stop off and fill up?
Well, you know, it depends on what that price looks like. If it's far under $2.29, I would take my bet and fill up the tank as prices are starting to go up at dozens of stations in Dallas-Fort Worth. Still some prices, though, well under $2. In fact, about a dozen of the prices under $2 spread across Plano and Anna, even a station in East Dallas charging $1.99. So if you're seeing some of those low prices, it may save you a few cents, maybe a couple quarters to fill up today. But overall, after stations do go up over the next 24 to 48 hours, I do expect the trend to then revert back to the downside as we approach Thanksgiving Day.
And you always give us some good tips for those who are going to be getting ready to drive next week. What's the best day of the week to fill that tank, Patrick?
Well, generally early in the week is better. In fact, an analysis that we did earlier this year found that Monday has the lowest price in 30 states. Of course, that makes it a terrific day to fill up. Whereas in the weekend, heading to Friday, is the priciest day of the week to fill up. So here it being a Tuesday, still not a bad time to fill up, especially in light of prices going up. But I would encourage motorists not to necessarily fill up on Thanksgiving or Black Friday. Have your tanks full a little bit before then. That'll help give you a little bit more money in your wallet to buy those Black Friday gifts.
And if you have a Sam's or a Costco nearby, that's usually where you will find the lower prices?
That's generally true. Wholesale clubs offer very aggressive prices across many of their outlets. In fact, looking at average prices in Dallas this morning, the two lowest prices are at wholesale clubs. In fact, I'm seeing about a half dozen of these wholesale clubs listed on the lowest prices. Generally, they are among the most attractive stations for filling up because of such low prices they offer.
For those who may be traveling a greater distance by car next week, what do the gas prices look like in our neighboring states around Texas?
Well, across Texas, among the nation's cheapest prices right now is the state of Texas. But if you're venturing north into Oklahoma, prices are relatively the same. Prices about 0.7 of a penny lower in Oklahoma, where prices today average $2.23 a gallon. If you're heading into Louisiana, again, very similar boat. The statewide average in Louisiana coming in at about $2.24 a gallon this morning. Prices there can be found as low as $1.92, the nation's lowest price in Baton Rouge. If you're heading west into New Mexico, well, you're going to see a little bit higher prices in New Mexico. Statewide average there, $2.47 a gallon. So certainly among the cheapest prices, Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. But no matter where you are, certainly if you download the Gas Buddy app, you can find the cheapest price wherever your Thanksgiving travels may take you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.